Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today we have a classic 30s screwball comedy for you. In fact, by many accounts, it's the first true screwball comedy. It's It Happened One Night, starring Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert, and directed by Frank Capra. The story, which would be rehashed countless times over the decades, features an heiress on the run from her pampered lifestyle and a less-than-desirable marriage, who hooks up with a cynical but straightforward ex-reporter for an eventful road trip. The movie is noteworthy over how it wasn't expected to do well, and nobody seemed eager to make it. The studio, Columbia, was looked on as second-rate, and was run by the rather unpopular Harry Kahn. Director Frank Capra was still early in his career, and had yet to attain his successful reputation. The script was offered to a number of performers, including Robert Montgomery and Frederick March, and Myrna Loy, Betty Davis, and Carol Lombard. But all of them either weren't available or weren't interested. Finally, a reluctant Claudette Colbert was cast, once she was assured of a big raise in pay. Clark Gable was brought over from MGM, who held his contract, either as punishment for misbehavior or just to give him something to do, depending on who you ask. The movie was shot quickly, and there were a number of disputes between Colbert and Capra, who had worked together unsuccessfully a few years earlier. Once completed, Colbert thought it was the worst movie she'd ever made, and Columbia did little to publicize it. It earned some good reviews and had average box office returns, until it went into wide release throughout the country. Then it struck a chord with audiences outside of the big cities and became a huge hit. It would later earn 5 Oscar nominations and win all 5. Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Picture. Now, to put that into perspective, only 2 other movies have pulled off such a sweep. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Silence of the Lambs. And in 1993, it was selected for the National Film Registry. It Happened One Night is now looked upon as one of the best movies ever made and one of the most influential. And to think that people weren't all that fired up to film it at all. Don't forget about our in-house DVD showings on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. Space is limited for these showings, so you must pre-register. Refreshments are provided, but you can bring your own, as long as they're small and you don't spill anything. Please go to our website for updates on the schedule. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And we still want to hear from you if you have comments or suggestions, particularly which movies you really enjoyed. You can email those comments to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. You can call us at 908-754-7885 or post them on our Facebook page. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's movie, and thanks again for stopping by. And now, from Columbia Pictures in 1934, here's It Happened One Night.